More than 260,000 Filipinos and Filipino-Americans served in the Second World War, and tomorrow they will be honored with the Congressional Gold Medal, one of the highest honors a civilian can receive. The award is the product of a long effort by Senator Mazie Hirono and the other members of Hawaii's congressional delegation, and Senator Hirono is calling on Filipino World War II veterans and their families to register to be recognized as collective recipients of the award. She's on the phone with us now. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. Aloha, Chris.
Or I should say good afternoon for you. You're in D.C.
Well, it's about 5 o'clock here.
This was a long journey for you as well as for the veterans themselves, wasn't it?
It was a very long journey for the veterans, and I think it's a very fitting tribute to the sacrifices that they've made, and it was a long time coming, long overdue, and I'm glad that we're finally doing this tomorrow.
The Philippines were an occupied nation during the Second World War, and for Filipinos there, it was a terrible struggle with some very cruel treatment by the Japanese Empire. Have many of those stories been collected as part of this effort to get the Congressional Gold Medal?
I think that we've told some of the stories, but if there's a compilation, there are others who probably have done it. And I met with someone who had done an independent documentary on the experiences of the Filipino soldiers. So there is historical record, and you know, as part of the gold medal process, though, I was just intent on getting the appropriate the requisite number of signatures in both the Senate and the House, mm-hmm. and to move it along, because I knew that every day that went by, there were more of our veterans who were passing on.
In the course of your discussions with veterans and their families, did you touch on the subject of why this kind of memorial is important?
It's important to them because we have not, in my view, done right by the Filipino veterans, and sadly, it's part of our history that we have not done right by Japanese Americans who were interned, and mm-hmm. We have a history in our country of neglecting some of our responsibilities. So this was really a chance for us, in addition to the compensation fund that was created mainly thanks to Senator Inoue to provide them, the veterans, with some compensation. And this was a recognition, really. It's more of a tribute. It's not monetary, but I think that it's meaningful and that the country is recognizing their service with the highest civilian honor that is granted by Congress.
You've been urging the families of veterans to make sure they're included in this recognition, right? How does that work?
Well, certainly that's something that General Tagupa, who is the person who just headed up a lot of this, that he and his group has taken the major responsibility of reaching out, and I've certainly done my best to encourage everyone to register so that they can participate. And that's why, as part of this, I had a community meeting on Oahu with General Tony Tagupa, and some of the veterans attended. This was in August of 2015 to let everyone know that we were doing this and that to get the word out, because it's not necessarily that easy to find everybody after so many years.
Sure. And families can register online, is that right?
I'm not sure whether I think they can still register, but frankly, that part I don't know. But what I do know is that there are 20 veterans, 3 of them from Hawaii, who are coming, and family members can accept they can participate as family members of the veterans who have passed on. So there will be about 500 people participating tomorrow, as well as the leadership of the House and the Senate, as well as the VA Secretary Shokin.
One of the many lessons of this, Senator, is that history can always do with a little revision, that we it's never quite set in stone. We always need to look at history and who took part, looking for who the heroes are, yeah?
No, definitely, and that's why this is an opportunity for us tomorrow to acknowledge their service. As you mentioned earlier, some 260,000 Filipinos and Filipino-Americans served with our military side by side, and certain promises were made to them, some of which were broken, sadly. And so this is part of our country's history that I hope we will rectify to a certain degree tomorrow with this ceremony.
Well, Senator, thanks for your effort, and thanks very much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you.
Senator Mazie Hirono is the junior United States Senator for the state of Hawaii, and that ceremony will be held tomorrow at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C.